Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rusty Quill presents.
Hey everyone, Alex E. Talander here, and welcome to our bonus content as we work on putting Ostium Season 6 together. We're continuing with our Behind the Ostium series as we go in-depth with the making and discussion of how each episode of Ostium came to be, as well as much more. I am joined by Dwayne Farver, a big fan of the show and creator of the spin-off podcast Manifestations. If you enjoy the Behind the Ostium series, you can get full access to over 50 episodes right now by supporting Team Ostium on Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. You'll also get access to a bunch of other bonus content on there too. Once again, that's patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. We'll continue working on getting Ostium Season 6 ready for release in 2022. But for now, sit back and enjoy another episode of Behind the Ostium. Alrighty, episode 29, Syzygy. Original title I had for this episode was Behind the Curtain. We find out what the blackness is. So in this one, Jake and Dave, after what seems like many, many years, but isn't that long, finally meet. I intentionally had Jake doing a HAL 9000 reference to begin with, not just because it's fun and cool and I like that movie, but it immediately helped Dave not shoot him because he would be able to recognize I was trying to think what thing would work right away that would just disarm Dave in a way that making him understand this is that Jake, this is the real Jake, this is my Jake that I've been looking for. And I realized that was it that worked, I think, well, as a little device, just to diffuse the situation and make it clear that he wasn't going to shoot the main character. They then swap their tragic, intense horror stories that they've both been through over the last, again, seemingly eons, but it could be 10 minutes for all we know. I did have fun playing a little with the language, because you've got American Jake meeting English Dave and dealing with some vocabulary issues. There are some truly hilarious outtakes of Chris doing the voice of Jake for his Yankee slang, just trying like 10 different versions of it and stuff. I think I did release that. It's somewhere on the Patreon. So go look for that. Or maybe I'll link it in here. Maybe that'll be good. So that was very entertaining. I always like to push Chris however I can and make him tricky, you know. What was it? Early in the season, it was, or was it in this one? He speaks the language of Morgoth. Yeah, it's in this one, episode 2, I make him speak the language of Morgoth. You have them drinking an unusual tea, which is another little tea reference I had to put in there. But the idea that this is the 1700s, and I don't know at this point if the tea podcast I've been working on with Taryn and Mike, called While There Is Tea, There Is Hope, has been released. But having researched a lot into that, I would also know that there was very little tea at this time. So even though I didn't know at that point when I was writing it, it worked out that there was kind of this weird bad drink that's not really tea, but they called it tea because tea hadn't been widely distributed yet, especially not in Roanoke. The lights being on, like the fire and things like that, and especially neither of them knowing that either of them had done it or how they'd started, gave a little kind of supernatural feel to it. And I felt was a little nod to Ostium's always watching, even when you don't think it is. that things are still under the control of whatever Ostium is running on. And then you see Jake saying he can now control the blackness with no problem. It's a sign that he's kind of found some new powers that he didn't know he had before that have fully developed kind of what he's been through here. It's kind of opened up things, possibly turned on genes, quiet, dormant genes that he didn't know he had, things like that. But it was a kind of opening shot of showing that this is a new Jake and there are new things to be seen from this Jake, and this is just the start of it. I did fill in the link with Jake seeing Dave in the land of the Anasazi, which was a little loophole thing there because that reference is in there if you listen to that episode again and you're not really sure who Jake is seeing, and now we find out it's actually Dave he's seeing. I threw in the little seemingly waste of time note about Dave correcting Jake on an X-Files episode title because it was, I think, shortly after that episode had been released that a fan on Twitter told me about this correction, this error, this grave error that I make about referencing an X-Files title. And unfortunately, I didn't keep the person's name handy, but it was burned in the back of my mind that I would in some way make reparations. So I had a chance to do it here. So him yelling at Jake is more me yelling at myself. You have them retelling their stories from their points of view, which is can be fun because you get different aspects of the stories that we've just kind of listened to, different details, different things going on. So it was kind of fun to kind of play around with that a little bit, much like the Ostium little short episode. What it was called, Road Trip? No, it wasn't Road Trip. Something like that, where Jake and Monica go on a trip to out somewhere and they each tell the story from their points of view and they are vastly different stories. So I was kind of going for a similar thing here. I had a mention about Fort Bragg and the events happening on there, which was kind of setting up for stuff, what's going to happen in the next episode leading into that. But also exonerating Dave as not being part of what happened there. Just to make it clear for them. As I said, I had fun then having Chris say the lines of the Nazgul. Again, I think there are various takes on that too, but I thought he did a really good job with pronouncing it. Not that we would necessarily know, but it sounded good enough. I intentionally had, when Jake is retelling his story, that he skips the falling clones and that whole bit there. And it was something I realized after I'd written it, and I think even recorded part of it when he was doing it, that I realized I had to think to myself, well, why did I do that? I had to have an explanation for that. And I didn't have one at first, and it took me a little while to think it over and realize what I felt right for Jake is the reason he didn't talk about those wasn't just because I forgot to put it in, but more, it was a really hard thing for him to confront and deal with, and that he wasn't comfortable sharing that with anyone else at this point. I was thinking in time he would be, but at this point it felt right that he wanted to keep that to himself, that he was still dealing with the ramifications of what he saw with that. So the episode ends with Jake showing off that he has new abilities and almost giving him a intentional, almost wizardly appearance with his new abilities and things like that, which again sets up nicely with the previous references to Lord of the Rings and such forth.
Normally being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com, code program.
And also it sets up a little bit with what's going to happen at the end of season four, as we do. And for once, unlike we've had in many other episodes where Jake has no clue really what he's doing and just going by the seat of his pants, this new Jake now knows what's going to happen next, knows he's in control and intends to lead the way to do it. So that's kind of another new sign of this new and improved Jake, Jake 2.0.
And that's my biggest note from here that that I have is how Jake felt. He knew where and when he needed to be to meet Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Dave questions him on, well, how did you know I would be here? And Jake, well, I felt like this is where you would be at.
I think it was going a little bit too with... I remember the bit and at the end of Back to the Future 1 and beginning of Back to the Future 2, when you've got, you know, Doc gets zapped into the past, into the 1800s through a bolt of lightning, and Marty's stuck there and doesn't know what the hell he's going to do. And that's how the movie kind of ends, on the cliffhanger. And then the movie starts up, Back to the Future 2, with this guy showing up and says, "Hey, I've got a letter for you. It was written 150 years ago, but I was told to give it to you on this date at this time right now." And so I was going, I think, a little bit of pulling from that and playing with that.
And it really set in my mind anyway, that there was definitely, I don't know if we call them powers or abilities or whatever, but that Jake had access to more control over.
He leveled up.
the effects of Ostium.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it was something Jake was bringing out or that he was able to channel from Ostium, I wasn't sure. But it was like he, instead of needing the apparatus of Ostium, he was able to create the effects from Ostium.
Channel from Ostium. I might want to write that one down because it has nice links with stuff that happens later on in future seasons and stuff. Yeah.
There you go. And the final note was about the blackness needing to be stopped. And of course, we were going back to the beach house where it was like the most, other than Jake seeing the clones of himself, probably the most horrific episode we had in Ostium.
Right.
So it was kind of obvious that we would have to go there eventually to find out why, right, what happened there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the working titles when I was working out these last few episodes of how they all fitted together was Nexus. And I knew because it was this kind of coming together point that was going to have to happen. And it didn't work out that title worked in any way, but it was definitely a direction I knew I was going to.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.